Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hot Dummies on USA Network Rehab-Up. I am one of your hosts, Maggie Morgan, and with me today is my wonderful, amazing, lovely host, Miss Kirsten McInnes. How are you doing today, Kirsten?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm a little disappointed in the TV that we got to watch this week, but it'll be okay. It's an investment in a season.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was a bit of a snoozer, if I do say so myself. I think that, honestly, though, like, with Temptation Island, I think we are in for a crazy season because of this has been, I truly think, like 36 hours since they arrived. And we've already gotten 2 episodes, which makes me think that they're not like wanting for content. You know, like I bet you that the content is going to be pretty good moving forward.
Yeah, that makes me think they are wanting for content because why are 2 episodes about the first day and a half?
Because a lot of drama happened. No cheating, but lots of like messy drama. But I have to be honest with you, Kirsten. I am concerned about our brains and our mouths talking about this Big D show because it's a little light on the content and mess, if I do say so myself.
This week, very late on mess, very late on content, but my hopes are still sky high. I think that something incredible is about to play on our TVs, and there's a few characters that I'm pretty invested in, so I think it'll be good.
Yeah, and you know, last week, like, our thoughts sort of differed a little bit more, and you know what I have found truly when it comes to talking about these types of shows with you is that... If we have differing opinions, you are always correct. By the next episode, you have always been proven correct. Like, I literally was watching it. I was like, damn, Kirsten was right. Like, you just have the eye for it. You want to talk about a professional. Like, Kirsten knows what she's talking about with these Hot Dummies shows because she can spot it from a mile away.
I think I'm just evil. And so I'm like, yes, torture these people more. And you are a good person, an angel in my life. And you're like, oh, it makes me sad to think about this. And I'm like, no, you have to be an ice king with them like Blair and just get not emotionally involved.
King, ice king. Should we start with the Big D since it's like the lighter of the
we
two?
Might as, yeah, we might as well. I just want to say, first and foremost, I still hate Takur, and I'm so mad that, like, going into the episode, I knew he wouldn't be going home because it was Women's Elimination Week.
Yeah, I mean, Takur is, like, the D-bag of all D-bags. Like, he sucks, like, so deeply.
He sucks.
Yeah, like, I don't know what else. In capital letters, I wrote, he's such an asshole. He thinks that Dee Dee owes him an apology for flirting in front of him when they're on a freaking dating show.
And, like, they're divorced. You know what? You are not together anymore. And you know what? You could be together had you not cheated on her repeatedly. So I don't really feel too bad for him.
Exactly. And you can tell that they Frankenbited the shit out of Jillian's confessional after the date, because Jillian, like, before the date was like, I hate Takur. I do not want to go on a date with him. He's terrible. And then after the date, she was like, after my date with Takur, I think he's actually a nice guy. And I was like, okay, sure.
I do like that they don't try to hide the Frankenbiting.
Yeah.
Even, like, one little bit. They're just like, yeah, we're drafting a narrative here. Like, get in, losers. We're crafting a narrative.
Yeah, I mean, it literally sounds like, if you ever played Mall Madness growing up, it literally sounds like the lady talking who's like, it's Mall Madness. Press the enter button when you are ready. Like, that's what these Frankenbites sound like to me.
It's like when people would, like, put their name into their voicemail and it'd be like, leave a message for, and then it's like my mom in a deep voice she's never had for being like, the McInnes family. It's like, why do you sound like that? Like, that's not what you sound like.
Oh my god. So yeah, I mean, Takur sucks. We get a new guest. We get Dean.
I honestly, Dean's not giving. Like, sure, he's attractive, but I feel like he's not really talking about his ex that much. And because he's not there with his ex, I feel less connected to his story. Like, I don't care if he finds love or not. I want to know, like, where's his ex? Why wouldn't she come on the show? What, like, she sounds like an icon.
Yeah, but his ex obviously had to okay them using her face in the show. You know, like, her face wasn't blurred out. So, like, clearly she signed some sort of disclaimer. That's why I'm wondering if she shows up later. I don't know, but.
Oh, that is a fun wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
But I worry that in that situation, everyone will just take the side of the person that's been there longer. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he seems, like, perfect for this type of show. He's there to party. He's there to sleep with people.
He wants to do his little shot thing, which isn't, you didn't make it up. You just replaced MFers with divorcees, but okay.
Yep. Well, also my biggest red flag about him was that when they were doing that activity or exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say activity, no, exercise.
I mean, honestly, the activity, they're with their exes, it fits. Branding, boom, put her on the payroll.
Branding. But he, like, the thing that I was like, oh my gosh, this person is, like, stay away from me, was, like, they were ranking deal breakers, and his number one deal breaker, two above over, like, disrespectful, was can't take a joke. And I was like, I wonder if your ex couldn't take a joke or if you just were not funny.
It's no, but that's very much the thing where, like, on dating apps, guys will be like, I want a girl who doesn't take herself too seriously and can take a joke. And then what that means is I'm going to be rude as hell to you and you can't get upset about it because, oh, I'm just joking. It's just a joke.
I mean, I always say my friends and I have this great line where when somebody's like, well, like, why can't you take a joke? You just say back, well, where was the joke?
Yeah. What was, like, the joke?
Yeah. Where was the joke? What was funny about that? Like, what was the funny part of the joke? But yeah, I was just like, oh God.
Mm-mm.
Yikes. So, I guess, like, the other couples, just to go quick, we lost Allie this week.
She was not on the show.
Yeah. Neither is David, her husband. She refers to her ex-husband as David, but his lower third is Mims. So I don't know.
Couldn't have more than one David, obviously.
Yeah, you're right. But, like, I was like, they weren't on the show. That's why last week we were like, they're a non-factor, and this is clearly why.
Yeah, and so I wonder, I feel like he probably also won't be long for this, because I also don't see him clicking with people. And he didn't have any of the social capital to keep Allie in, right? Like,
yeah,
if he tried to keep her, and nobody cared what he had to say. So I think he's probably going to be gone soon, too. And honestly, get rid of the fodder. They seem really great. I'm glad they're friends again. Goodbye.
Yeah, we don't need that. That's not messy enough for what we're looking for out of the Big D. Also, Alexis and Devin, we found out that they have been sleeping together since they broke up. They seem like the one couple out of the two of them, or out of, not two of them, out of all of them, that we will get a night vision video of them getting freaky.
Well, because they're the ones that are so, they're just mean to each other all the time. But then we get a confessional in this episode that's like, oh, but it's flirting and it's going to be really hard to stay in the same room as him. I'm like, he just told you your breath smells like a dead animal or something like that. To me, not flirting, but it seems to work for them.
Yeah, I mean, like, there is someone for everyone, you know?
Is there? Maybe there shouldn't be.
I don't know. Who was I saying this to recently? I was talking to a friend of mine and I was like, you know what? I am confident I will find love, because sometimes I look at people and I'm like, you know what? There is someone for everyone. Like, they are so happy. And like, somehow these two people have found one another. So there is someone for everyone. And, you know,
not to get too earnest, Maggie, but I do fully believe in you finding love. And it will just come when it's the right time.
Yeah, no, I'm not too concerned. I'm not too concerned. But yeah, so I like, just something to track with them. They're not really on the show much either, but I think that I could see them like blossoming into the love story of the season, you know?
100%. Did you notice any of the other like bad habits being really bizarre? I feel like they showed them so fast, I couldn't really get a sense of what people put.
No, I mean, I think that everybody else like pretty much had the normal list. I think like one of the bad habits was like giving gifts as apology, which like, I'm not certain, for some people that is a bad habit, because that's like a love language thing for them. Like, well, they, you know, I don't know.
I think gifts are good.
Uh-huh.
But I think sometimes when you get into gifts for apologies, that's where you see people being like, oh, I bought you a bracelet. Oh, I bought you this. And then you like find out all that stuff coincides with them like cheating on you or whatever. Like,
yeah, it's giving White Lotus, it's like, season one.
That's right. I think that it's just kind of different than giving, like giving a gift should be like, I saw this and I thought of you and I want you to have it. Not like, I'm giving you this because I screwed up. I think there is a distinction, but I don't know where I would put it on the bad habits list. So I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that would be pretty low. Like when some of them are like disrespectful and unfaithful.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay. So next, just to touch on them, Jillian and David. So this is when I was like, okay, Kirsten was in fact correct. Because Jillian, I think, wants to have her cake and eat it too with David. Like, she wants him to still be like chasing her around and be obsessed with her, but she is not wanting to go back there. She doesn't want to see him with anybody else, which, like, you know what? In the real world, that's totally fine, Jillian. Just don't interact with your ex and don't go on a reality television show where you have to live with them and watch them date people.
I would love to know, because I don't remember what I said about this couple last week that I was correct about.
You said, you think that I said that I thought Jillian was going to be the voice of reason in the season. And you said that you thought that she was perhaps delusional.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do agree with that. But I feel like it's a very fun dynamic, because David has now started bonding with Ariel a little bit. They're talking about video games and just like that kind of thing. And there's this very hilarious scene in the pool where you see Ariel and David talking and she like calls him cool or something like that. And he's like, well, Jillian like never said I was fun or whatever. And then it pans out and Jillian is there and it's a triangle of people in the pool. It's like, why are you just standing?
Yeah. There? Well, and then she literally is like, oh, and you've been holding on to that resentment when I said that 3 weeks ago. You've been holding on to that since then, and you've been waiting to shove it back in my face. And I was like, okay, I see what's happening here. There's a lot of resentment.
Well, and David is like throwing things back in Jillian's face, and Jillian is throwing things back in David's face.
It's just a mess of resentment between the two of them.
And Ariel's just there. And I really don't think Ariel is like super interested in David, but I do think they get along. Yeah. So Jillian is crafting a narrative of like, Ariel is playing a strategic game and is toying with David, which I don't think that's true.
Yeah. I mean, how could she be toying with him when they are just sitting and talking? Like, nothing crazy has happened yet. Like, there hasn't even been physical contact made between the two of them. So there's toying is like, no.
It's so stupid.
I know. So let's get into the meat and the potatoes of this episode, which is the relationship between Ariel and Blair.
Ugh.
Which you also last week said that you felt like Ariel was going to be our narrator. And after this episode, I'm like, I'm not sure that Ariel is long for this show, but I do think that there is a lot here. So basically what we understand is that Ariel and Blair cheated on Ariel, which is why she ended up moving to LA. This was sort of left out of last week.
Mm-hmm.
When she moved to LA, Blair was apparently completely distraught and was really, really hurt by her leaving him, which, I mean, it sounds like you cheated on her.
Yeah, I think that she was probably really, really hurt by you cheating on her.
Uh-huh. But she, by her own admission, is saying that she wished that she had handled it differently. So I imagine, and this is completely me like imagining a scenario because we have none of this information. Mm-hmm. I imagine it. Just based off of the, you know, 20 minutes of content we got from them last week and this week in the episode, that maybe Ariel was looking to move to LA anyways. Blair cheated on her. She took it as an opportunity to get out. She was really hurt, but she didn't even try to work it through it with him. Which, you know, when you're married, like, that is something that people try to work through cheating, you know, because of to save their marriage, you know. But it sounds like she being here is like, well, can we work on it now? And Blair is just checked out. Blair is completely over.
Blair is done. Like, even when they're talking about it, he does reply to her, but like, she's halfway through a sentence and he's like, I'm getting a coconut.
Yeah.
Like, he's just totally checked out. And later in the episode, he even says, like, I don't actually know if she's still into me or not because I don't listen to her when she speaks because I'm an ice king towards her. Like, I will not give her anything. And it's like, that's not really a healthy, like, why'd you come on the show if you're just going to be rude and ice her out?
I was going to say, you know, I actually feel like this is the advice I give all of my friends when they've gone through like a tough breakup and they're still in contact. I'm like, no contact. Do not talk to them anymore.
Mm-mm.
But like, you're on this television show, so like, be nice to her a little.
I also think like they've been divorced, what, it was like 7 months for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, I think that the no contact has to be at least 6 months so that you can like it doesn't necessarily have to be forever. Maybe someday you could like be friends again or whatever. But like, she's like in a freshy situation. It seems like she's never actually taken the full solo time to work, or like when she was alone, she wasn't working through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, my advice to anyone out there, if you are my friend, this is the advice that I give. No contact. You can, no contact for as long as you possibly can. And you can be friends with an ex after enough time has passed that both of you guys are different people.
Mm-hmm.
That is my thought process on all of it, which is why all of these couples being like, and now we can be friends. I think that the only people who can be friends, honestly, are David and Allie. And it's because they're co-parenting a child. And it seems as though they have like a decent co-parenting relationship. And as she was leaving, she's like, now we're friends again.
That was so sweet. She's like, I got my friend back.
Yeah,
and that made me really happy. I love that.
So I just want to bring up the big moment of the episode, which is when Blair announces who's going home and then says, Ariel, it was almost you going home. But I need you to know that we are never, ever getting back together. I am completely uninterested in you and you need to let it out of your mind. And obviously she bursts into tears.
Yeah. Well, and they're also probably drunk at this point too.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help the situation. Yeah, she's of course very upset by this. And Casey is kind of reassuring her. And yeah. Honestly, I think if it weren't for Casey, Ariel probably would have gone home.
Yeah. Casey was the one who put it in Blair's ear about Allie too.
But no, Casey's strategic queen. Casey thought she might be going home. She found one person to be her like alliance mate. She gave them the plan. She dropped the information about Allie not being interested in anyone and then said, I would be upset if I go home. This is the first time I'm ever doing anything just for me.
Mm-hmm. And Casey on Big Brother when?
Literally put her on.
She honestly would be a fun house guest. She would be like, everyone would, because you have an opinion on her, you know, like that's why. Yeah,
she's an insane person.
Yeah,
she's exactly who should be on TV.
Exactly.
Put her on the live feeds.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Ariel has a complete meltdown. She's like, I don't want this to be on TV. She shuts the curtains and that's where we left ourselves for Big D.
She's literally like, oh, does he think I'm repulsive? Does he hate me? And it's like, girl, you got to move on.
Yeah. Girl, he doesn't think you're repulsive. He doesn't hate you. You're just divorced.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yes, that's
so
it.
Before we move, I mean, do you have anything else to say about Big D here?
Just that I think we're getting that blonde woman divorcee next week who seemed from the season preview to be a major player. So I'm very excited for her to come in and bring some new blood.
Me too.
To the series.
Maybe some night vision situations.
Please. I'm begging for night vision sex.
Before we move on to Temptation Island, should we take a moment to take a little break?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are back. Okay, so, Kirsten, what did you think of Temptation Island this week?
I really don't have super strong opinions on most of the people here yet. Like, I don't know them, except that I hate Christopher. I think Hall is fake as hell.
Hall is, like, so slimy. So freaking slimy.
I knew it. From the second he had his family crest on a ring.
Yeah, I mean, he is going to cheat first, I think, actually.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost like he's the kind of guy where it like hurts a little bit more when they cheat because they don't really seem like they have any game and they like seem like a little sweetie, but then they betray you and it hurts more than if anyone else had done it to you.
Yeah, because it's like she is out of his league. His fiance is like definitely out of his league. So if he cheats on her, like, dude, give me a break.
It's truly so disturbing to think that that is the kind of guy that anyone would want.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay. So just quickly touching on Hall and Caitlin, because there wasn't a ton, like they weren't the most heavily featured in this episode. But yeah, I mean, I think that we're getting the groundwork right now with Michaela. I think that by the end of this, Hall will be saying, I am leaving here with Michaela.
I pray to God that that's not true, but I do think there's a good chance of it. And Michaela is like, we don't know her very well, but I think she also is living that Lululemon lifestyle.
Yeah.
And the way that like, like the women at the men's villa were acting in this episode was just like, I don't know. Cause it's like at both villas, they had parties where there was like lap dances and like wild things happening. But I felt like at the women's villa, the tone was very like, oh, can you believe we're doing this? Like, what a joke. Ha ha ha. And then at the men's villa, it was like, oh, she is earnestly twerking down into the splits with her like sarong pulled up so that her thong bikini is showing. Like, oh, this is real in a way that I was not ready for.
Yeah, I mean, I will say temptresses this season doing a great job.
They came to play. And
they came to play. They came to cheat. They are ready. They're already fighting with one another over these men.
It's also, I wish actually that they understood the assignment like a tiny bit better.
Yeah.
Because I feel like too many of the tempters are like, I'm here to find love.
Yeah.
No, you are here to break up bad couples.
Yeah.
You do not mistake that for finding love.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, okay, so Hall is like, Michaela is twerking in the splits, and I am like, he's the type of guy who would like say to her earnestly, like with his eyes half shut, like, you just make me want to be a bad boy or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yuck. You're right, but yuck. No, he'd be like, I want you to twerk for me.
Stop!
From like a semi-reclined position.
I'm so scared, Kirsten.
Why are you scared?
That put the worst image in my head. It's gonna be my sleep paralysis demon.
Well, I'm sorry I did that to you. It doesn't help that we're recording this and I'm in like full gremlin mode.
Me too. I am in a like my sleep shirt.
No, but you're like cute in like a morning way. I'm like, my face has like started sinking. And so I really do look like a sleep paralysis demon.
I completely disagree. I think that we're both on the same wavelength. But no. Okay, so moving on from Hall and Caitlin, I think that we should talk about Paris and Great next.
Yeah. This might not be there's two things about them that I found notable in this episode.
Okay.
The first, when Paris is talking to, oh shoot, what's his name? Tajik.
Uh-huh.
And she's talking about Tajik and she's like, oh wow, like I feel about him and I don't feel about great the way I feel about him. And I was like, oh my God. But then later in the episode, when one of the tempters like makes her a sandwich, like it looks like a little breakfast sandwich, but it might have been a burger based on the conversation. I don't really know. She goes, wow, great would never make me food. He always eats all the food. And so I'm like, okay, so great just like makes himself a meal and she's just there. And he's like, I only made enough for me. And I was just like, these demons. That's my sleep paralysis demon. Someone making food and not making any for me.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, they are just very hot and cold, it feels, which is why like this is going to be, I mean, even what he was doing at the like twerk fest lap dance party, like if she sees that at the bonfire, like she's going home and having sex, like for sure.
Oh yeah.
So like, I think that I loved during the date picking when Great picks someone and Paris is like in the confessional and she's like, Great picks some ugly ass girl. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, and I, okay, that was wild because they do the date selection and Paris is like, okay, well, she's not ugly, but she's an ugly personality. And we're like, how would you know that? And she goes, I talked to her at the party and I asked her who she was interested in and she didn't mention great. So she's like, she's bad. And she could have simply declined.
Yeah. So these women who are on Temptation Island as the temptresses are going to decline these dates for screen time. Okay.
I love that the cocktail party has given like a sense of like girl code and bro code to these people that do not know each other and are there for completely competing interests.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the cocktail party was like chef's kiss.
So good. Much better.
But yeah, I mean, then Tammy and Great are like dancing at the party and like they really are getting into it. Okay. Like it was wild. If I saw my boyfriend dancing like that with someone ever, like, I don't even think I would just be like, what? Okay. It's completely over. Like it was really intense the way they were dancing.
Well, and yeah. And I think that's also just such a thing of like, what's your vibe with your boyfriend? Cause I'm sure there's lots of couples that go to the club together and they dance like that with strangers and it's totally fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I'd be like, what is, like, I would have a huff. I would have a bit of a,
yeah,
some slammed cabinet doors when we got home kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would run out of the club in tears. Like, I think that that's my vibe on the sitch, but, you know, to each their own. But I can't imagine Paris is going to be thrilled with this. So
no.
We will see next week.
We will see what happens. Wait, which... we've got some stuff to be keeping an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a possible spoiler, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Temptation Island subreddit last week, someone was saying that Great had interviewed at their place of work. And during the interview, he disclosed that he was going to be on Temptation Island. And that he and a woman he'd been like talking to were going to pretend to be in a relationship to get on TV.
Mm.
So it might be fake, but it also might just be that he's saying that to cover for himself based on what comes out on TV. Uh-huh. This person also said, which is not relevant at all. Uh-huh. His interview overall was weird. We did not hire him.
Sure. Understandable.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, his interview, weird.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, if they are like less of a committed couple, honestly, I think that means probably, yeah, probably more messiness, more cheating, more, drama. So
yes, honestly, the number one problem with Temptation Island is that the couples are too committed.
Yeah. Well, that's what we figured out over our three seasons of podcasting is more cheating is best. Because if there's less cheating and more abuse, it just gets dark. So anyways, moving on. I think next we should talk about Vanessa and Roberto. Does that sound good?
I would love to.
So honestly, these two are the stars of the season because they both are out of their minds.
And again, I think they're not a real couple.
Yeah. I mean, I understand like why you say that, because this is just crazy. Like everything going on is just wild. Mm-hmm. I think like we started off by Vanessa is telling every single person all the rules of the house. And then she says to somebody in conversation, like, I'm embarrassed that people all around the world on national television are going to see that this is my boyfriend because of how much I have lowered my standards to be with him. I mean, girl, Vanessa.
Is she coming across as a good person or as a likable person? No, absolutely not. But we need her on this show. Like,
she is vital to us.
Like, do I like her? Would I want to be friends with her? No. Would I jump in front of a train for her on this show? Yes.
I mean, like, when she said that, I was like, Vanessa, come on now, Vanessa. You know that that is a cruel, cruel thing to say.
Have you ever been in a situation with someone that you've dated previously where people are like, that's who you're dating? Because I've been in that situation where people be like, really? Like, what?
Yeah.
And then when it ended, it was a lot of, it was really confusing to all of us. Like, everyone would ask.
I bet that it made you feel really great.
Honestly, a little. It did make me feel a little good. But it was also like, even like people would say that to me, like when we were dating, and I'd be like, I don't know where you're, like, I'm attracted to him. Like, I like him. Like, it was never like, oh yeah, no, I'm better, you know?
Yeah.
But so I feel like, I mean, maybe people have said that to her, but they're probably like, why are you with a child?
Yeah. I mean, it's just clear that there's a lot of insecurity that she has like about their relationship, and like not in terms of even like him though, in terms of like optics. But this is also really fun, which has not really happened on previous Temptation Island seasons, because they like set them up on this weird stage and they're outside when they're picking dates and stuff. And it's all very like pageantry. Like there was a lot of pageantry before. And now they're just like sitting in the living room. And I think maybe it's because it's raining, or I don't really know. But I love this change, because now you get everybody screaming at each other during date selection, which is it's amazing. Perfect.
Yeah, and I also just, again, not to harp on it too much, but having the cocktail party instead of the runway thing just makes all of the stakes feel higher and all of this more meaningful. Because maybe you've talked to the girl that he's taking on a date. Yep. Maybe you know that she has something that he wants.
Yep. And Vanessa, literally, Rob asked Marjorie to go on the date, which I didn't even remember Marjorie from the party. Like, I think that she seems like normal. And Vanessa literally said in her confessional, she's shocked that he would pick her because her mannerisms rubbed Vanessa the wrong way. And then she basically raises her hand and says to Mark L. Wahlberg that she's annoyed that he picked the girl with the most stank attitude in the group.
But how is that different from Paris's reaction to Great making a selection? It's the same vibe, just in a different font.
I was about to say, same girl, different font. And honestly, love. Like, this is like, if we're not going to get cheating in episode two, we better get explosive fights that then lead to Roberto blackout drunk in a confessional sobbing because his girlfriend doesn't respect him. Like, that is the mess.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, is it the first time he's felt an emotion? Like, that was a weirdo vibe.
It was so weird. And I think that what happened was just that he was completely blackout drunk. Like, when he was in that confessional and he's crying and he's like, nobody listens to my emotions or cares, I was like, oh my God, you will never remember this until it airs on television.
Like, yeah, that's the thing with Temptation Island. They are always blackout drunk. Yeah. It's not like any of these other shows that have a limit to the amount of alcohol you can have for contestant safety. Mm-hmm. No, not a concern. You can drink as much as you like. Shots all day. Any drink you want, you're fine. I feel like it came out of nowhere. Like, I'm watching a party. Weird. There's people in the pool. All of a sudden, he is screaming at this woman, oh, don't talk over me, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I didn't even know they were talking to each other. And now he's crying about how it's hard to talk about his feelings. And so when he says, don't talk over him, it means don't talk over him.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. It was bizarre. I mean, getting him sobbing in the confessional, I was just like, we are, buckle up, episode two, and this man is full, like, snot sobbing. Like, and his girlfriend hasn't even cheated on him over, like, it's like over nothing. So buckle up. I'm ready. Vanessa and Roberto, keep giving it to us. I mean, also, we cannot get through this section without talking about her putting the shot between her butt cheeks. Honestly, queen.
I didn't know it was possible.
Me either. But I certainly can't do it. Physiologically, biologically, that is not possible.
And also, like, socially, psychologically.
Yeah.
None of those factors. The only story I have that would be even nominally related to this is in university once, a girl on my floor was like, oh, yeah, people can do, like, titty shots between my boobs. And I have a video. It comes up on my phone every year as a memory of this guy on my floor goes to take the shot and the shot glass breaks.
Oh, no. Ow.
Everyone was fine. No one was injured. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
So I'm like, honestly, I'm surprised her ass didn't smash that wine glass, that shot glass.
I mean, she really, like, I was amazed. I was like, this is, it doesn't matter what I did. There's no way that I could ever do something like that. And what Vanessa, we salute you. We salute you.
Again, I would jump in front of a train.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our final couple.
Yes.
Christopher and Marisela. Go for it, Kirsten. I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
At the start of the episode, first of all, Mark comes in to break up the cocktail party by being like, I hate to break up the vibe. There's definitely a vibe. Not good vibes, just a vibe. Like, he looks really uncomfortable. And when, first of all, before he comes and breaks it up, Christopher and Marisela are talking about him outing her last episode. And she was like, yeah, I just like wasn't like ready to talk about that. And he goes, yeah, I wasn't ready to talk about it either. Shut the fuck up. You brought it up.
Yeah.
So it's actually also not his business when he's ready to talk about it. It's her situation. Mm-hmm. It's her life. And so she is like, has a sad confessional of like, I just want to discover myself. I just want to speak for myself. I'm just trying to be okay right now, which is so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But then when Mark like talks to everyone, he's like asking like how the night went. And then Christopher's like, yeah, I just worry that I overshared. And then outs her again in front of everyone.
And Mark literally is like, don't you think that's her information to share? And like, Mark clearly was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
It like, literally looked like Mark Wahlberg was going to cry.
Yeah, he was really upset. And honestly, king shit from Mark Wahlberg being like, you are toxic and stop talking.
Yeah, like it's what? And he's like, Marisela, like, are you okay with this? And she's like, it's still really scary. And like, he did ask first, but yeah, like, it's hard to say no. And so Mark's like, oh, so you felt like you couldn't say no. Got it.
Like eyes, when Christopher is like, well, and I said this, but you know, I did it in this way. Her eyes were like, like trying to like behind him, like stop talking. Yeah. And I was just like, Christopher, stop. It's terrible.
This is another one of those situations where, again, cheating, fun. Uh-huh. Abuse, not fun.
No, not fun at all. No. But moving on from that situation, when they split up, like Christopher essentially becomes a different person and is like, I think that I have feelings for this girl, Abigail. And he didn't pick her for the date. And she was like, why didn't you pick me for the date? And he's like, I'm getting scared because I actually like you. And he's like in confessional, like crying a little bit. And it's like, I didn't expect to actually like somebody so quickly. And like, he is just, I mean, he's giving cheater vibes all the way. He's a cheater in a less cringy way than Hall is.
Well, he's still a cheater
in an equally dark way.
And like, cheating is always dark, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we know he's already cheated in the past.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, because we have that information, it's like, oh, well, we know he's a cheater. Cheater's going to cheat. He's just like, you know, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. He acts like a cheater. He is a cheater. Whereas Hall doesn't act like a cheater.
Yeah.
And then he is a cheater, which is why it feels more insidious.
Yeah, you're right. That's a really good way of phrasing it. But Marisela picks this guy Christian for the date, and she is starting to get to know him a little bit better, and the vibe is good. And where they leave us at the end of the episode is that Christian is saying in confessional, like, oh yeah, once Christopher slips up, Marisela will be a whole different person. Like, we're going to have a great time here, because I think it's only a matter of time before Christopher slips up. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, cheers at home. I was like, I hope so. I hope you're right, Christian.
I can only hope.
Yeah, only hope that orb lights up and Marisela says, you're getting in my bed.
I had another thought about the orb this week, Maggie.
Okay, what is
it? So, obviously, every relationship is going to define cheating differently and have different rules. So what if there's a situation where a couple has, like, stricter rules than what the orb considers cheating? So the orb doesn't light up. Everyone thinks it's going to be fine. And then they go to the bonfire and someone has broken the explicit rule, blindsiding them.
I mean, fun. And I hope so. But I imagine that's what's going to happen with this dancing situation.
Mm-hmm.
And these lap dances. Like, the lap dances were very, very intense. And, like, I don't know. I think that I will say though, like, in past seasons, there has been such an emphasis from the show on, like, what each couple's individual rules are and, like, what do they define? And this season, there has been none of that. That's why I think this is going to be, like, a cheater content heavy season, because all of the really, like, bullshitty stuff we've gotten in the first two episodes of the past couple seasons where they're like, okay, we think that you can kiss maybe, but no, like, we've gotten none of that. We've gotten, like, them screaming at each other. So, like, that's why I'm like, yeah, there's no cheating and it's only been 36 hours for two episodes, but, like, the content is good. It's not 32 hours and they're, like, doing schmoopy talk with each other, talking about how much they're going to miss each other, you know?
You are right. People did cry a little bit.
Yeah, but...
But
not like they cried in, like, a messy way. Like, Roberto was like, people talk to me like I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, well, because you act like one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you have any other thoughts overall on Virgin Island this week?
Let me confirm if I wrote anything else down. Oh, at one point in this episode, Vanessa goes, yeah, my mom told me that all men cheat. So you just have to find the one who loves you enough so you don't find out about it. And I just about fell out of my chair.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, toxic.
Like, it made me really sad.
Yeah. And I hope Vanessa knows that she deserves someone who will not cheat on her.
Yes. And I think it also just gives a little bit more, like, if that's how your mom talks to you, maybe that's, you know, going to give a little bit more context for why her personality is the way that it is and the kind of brave. I feel like we're going to get by the end of the season, like, Vanessa crying and having, like, an emotional breakthrough because, like, some wall has finally come down. And I think that it could be beautiful.
I'm here for it. I'm ready. As long as there's cheating involved in order to get to there.
You're right. Me too. Oh man. Okay, well, yeah, that's it. That's all I've got.
Me too. So, Kirsten, where can people find you if they want more from you later on in the week without, you know, before they check into next week's Temptation Island and Big D podcast?
Yes, so Mess Magnets is here every week. We are a pop culture, celeb gossip, and trending topics podcast. Sasha Joseph is my co-host, and we had almost a two-hour-long episode this week, which is not what normally happens, but it was very fun. So people should definitely check that out. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, and I'll post anything else that I'm up to there. Maggie, what about you?
Yeah. So you can find me on social media on Instagram and TikTok at @EmmaMorgan_. I'm going to be doing a drafting podcast later tonight for the off season for Big Brother. I'm going to be drafting twists in the Big Brother game. So be sure to check that out. I'm sure by the time this is up, that podcast will also already be completed. And I'm just excited to be on this journey with you, Kirsten. I'm excited to be back next week. Always yes, a great time.
Me too. And if, you know, the listeners are excited about it, they could give us a 5-star rating and review, mm-hmm. which would make us feel good. It would be amazing. Someone edited their review.
Mm-hmm.
They had an old review that was about me and Scally. And then they said, editing to add, I love Kirsten with Maggie covering Temptation Island and the Big D. I love the Big D, so I'm thrilled. So thank you, Lorene, for editing your review. And if anyone else wants to leave us a 5-star rating and review, it would make us really happy.
We would love it. And you could get Kirsten to read your review live on the podcast.
But only if it's 5 stars.
Yeah. Like we said, we can't see it if it's not 5 stars.
I just have a special version of Apple Podcasts where I don't get those ones. But yeah.
So awesome. We love you guys. Thank you, Feather Brains, for tuning in. And we will see you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.